call the meeting to order. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Chacon?
Here.
Crawford?
Here.
Dennis?
Here.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Here.
LaChance?
Here.
Rodriguez?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
Thank you.
And recognition of visitors, we have our staff here, Shelly, Dixie, and Cheryl. And our library director, Elisa. I don't see anybody. Oh, yeah, we have our city liaison. Jackie Maljewski. Amendments to the agenda. Anybody want to change anything on the agenda? The only thing I'm thinking of is the city is approving their sexual harassment policy tomorrow night. Do we need to approve ours tonight, or do we have to do it? We have to do it tonight. Okay. Okay. No amendments to the agenda. We'll move on to the minutes. If we haven't done so already, can we peruse through them? Questions about the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes as written.
Second, please. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, minutes are approved. Correspondence? Do we have any? Just this?
Cards for
hospitalized kids? Okay. Well, this is a Christmas card from our E-rate consultant. Oh, these were the cards the kids made?
Kids made cards in the youth services department, mm-hmm. And they were mailed to children in the hospitals.
Excellent. Very good. Very nice. Very nice.
And we are going to do one for Valentine's Day.
Oh, well, okay. That would be nice, too. So. I see nobody from the public here, so we'll move on to staff comments. Anything from the staff? Our three staff. Alrighty. Yeah. Moving on to the report of the treasurer.
Okay. If you look at our budget report, our
pie chart.
I'm getting in our property taxes.
Pretty much.
So, everything is pretty much in line with where we're at in the fiscal year, except, of course, the outside repairs and maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
That's expected, I guess. And then, why are we getting the whole entire year of this general ledger activity for the memorials and gifts? I just thought that was odd.
Yeah.
And a waste of paper.
Yeah.
Okay, so going to our bills, the only thing that I we paid the fall cleanup on page 5 of 11 of the check register. So, yay for cleverness. And then to the mechanical vibration and whoever we paid for the air handler and the shaft replacement, which we approved last meeting. Are we going to get another bill for the parts and labor on that, Elisa?
No, it'll be the total.
Okay. Okay. Because I was under the understanding that it was two separate, like the $4,740 plus the $1,895. So that's good. So.
And I just sent a report, too, about the air handler. They checked everything.
Okay.
Sent a report.
Excellent.
The landscaping, I just came across last year's fall cleanup was $2,200. So it was $1,910.
I wonder if part of that is because we hadn't done it for years before that.
Could be.
Right. So that's all I've got.
And our payrolls came pretty close to nailing our property taxes on the head. We're only like 0.3% off.
Yeah.
0.25% off. Nice. So I'll entertain a motion to pay our bills.
Motion to pay our bills in the amount of $19,999.94 for accounts payable, $52,502.52 for payroll, for a total amount of $72,502.46.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Can I hear a roll call, please?
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis? Dennis?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Alrighty. Moving on to the report of our library director.
My 90 days is over.
Yep.
What I wanted to do, I forwarded to Russ, but then I thought about it that I really wanted each board member to have a summary of what the goals were and what was accomplished. And then I also went to outline some goals for the next 6 months, 3 to 6 months from this point on. And that's for your review. The only thing that hasn't been completely finished in the 90 days is the IGA. And that's in process, and I'll talk about that more later on the agenda. I just want to do some highlights from my report very briefly. I started including another section on facilities management on the report so that you can see what has been handled with the building. Under meetings with correction, it should be 12/18/17 meeting with BART. So the difference one it should be 12. I did contact the four libraries in Illinois and one in Kentucky that have school IGAs. I heard back from two of them and waiting for the other two. It's sort of hard with the holidays. A lot of people took time off. But there were some interesting points in both of the ones that I received that have given me some ideas on where we can go with it. So I'll probably get in touch with Dr. Shimp and start that process. I would like to start working on a draft with him, but I want to gather all the information from the other libraries to see, you know, what they got out of their agreements and what are the pitfalls that I should be aware of. So that's in process. Then we did not get the science grant. It was a good, it was did attempt. We sort of pulled it together rather quickly. The day that I called, he said he'd already had 14 applications, and that was like at 10 o'clock in the morning. And they were only going to give 2 or 4 awards out, but we tried. And then we had a medical emergency last week in the library. Aaron was here. We had a gentleman's desk. I was on the reference desk. We were meeting staff for lunch, and this man was peeled over. And he had come in earlier and mentioned he wanted a library card. So walking down to Cheryl, and Cheryl helped him get a library card. But he was telling us that he's had a couple of strokes. He was in a coma and information like that. And so I walked him. I put him in the elevator and took him down, and Cheryl worked with him. So when I walked over to see, I thought, he didn't look like he was sleeping because the way he was, like, slumped over. So I called Cheryl. Cheryl came up. She knew the man's name, and she tried to help while I was on the phone with 911. And so the paramedics came and took him to the hospital, and we were worried. Yeah. We were really worried. And he was back like 2 days later. he said that I asked him if they kept him overnight, and he said no, they released him as usual. That was his quote, as usual. And
that's not good.
So, you know, he's been back. The next day, he looked pretty glassy eyed, but the next day he looked okay. But it was the point that our next spring training will be first aid. And Cheryl was really helping the man out because she knew his name, so that was important.
That was a big plus, yeah.
And then I hung up on the dispatcher after I gave the address, and I said, I have to go. And then they got Dixie, so I want to commend Dixie, because Dixie came up and was talking to the dispatcher. But when they did show up, it was 5 of them.
Wow.
Yeah, I walked out and I was like, what happened?
What was in the story?
There's a lot. They said that a lot. Yeah.
In 40 years, that's a first.
Yeah. I can't remember anything like that happening before in the library.
No.
Does the staff know how to use the AED?
It's been a while since we've had it out and had a demo on it.
Okay, so probably maybe with it.
Yeah, what you want to do.
It's a voice.
It talks to you.
Sure.
So I think for the spring staff training, we will have first aid, basic first aid, what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will have CPR training for those people that want to have the CPR training.
Good.
So something good did come out of this. I mean, but I thank you again for wanting to be the director here. Knock on wood, nothing happened.
Nobody died on your wash up. Thank you. City liaison, you got anything for us?
No.
I haven't heard anything about the intergovernmental agreement or.
Working on
yeah.
Should I go to that or wait till
we're done? We can wait. I was just wondering if.
Last I heard.
Nothing.
In process.
Okay. I don't think there's anything else. Anybody have any questions for our liaison?
It's been quiet.
Hmm?
It's been quiet
inside. Yeah, this
been
is true.
For a while, so tomorrow's your first time in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Standing committees. Personnel needs to make have a meeting.
Okay.
Sometime.
Soon.
Like
maybe
well, it's got to be posted,
yeah.
So we can't have it tonight. So everybody think of a date. Is anything going to be important for everybody to be there to talk about her performance review? Finance, well, we don't have to talk about the budget yet, but we do have to do that.
Soon.
Yeah. And policy.
Who's on that?
Who's on policy?
I'm on personnel.
I'm on policy.
Everybody's on two.
Policy is Crawford, Rodriguez, and Danis.
Yes. So I do think we should probably meet again.
Yeah. I think what everybody needs to do is review the policy book that you have and see if there's any changes, because what I'd like to do is post it on our website.
Yeah.
The full book. I think it's, I'm not sure if it's required.
No.
But it should be up there.
It should, yeah.
Yeah.
What is the likelihood that, so, like, over the summer I left my my sunroof open and it poured, and it soaked my policy manual.
Oh, boy.
I know. What's the likelihood I could get another one?
We'll get you another one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That'd be great. Thank you. I'm sorry.
I'm currently working on three books, to be honest. A fourth book cannot be added to my reading list.
But it's a policy manual.
It's a policy manual. Jeez, we've already fixed one piece of it.
Yeah.
Can you just tell me which specific policies to read?
Just let me know
when I'm ready. A to Z.
No.
Okay, moving on. Unfinished business. Update on our intergovernmental agreement.
Barb had it with the city attorney with the return date of January 3rd. So on the 5th, I contacted Barb to see where we were with it. He emailed me this morning and said that, because I told him that I had a board meeting tonight and needed to do an update. He emailed me this afternoon that there were a couple of things that the attorney has to change. So it was sat with the attorney, but he promised me to do it this week. So once I get it and I go over it, I don't know if I'll have to go back, where I'll be going back with Bart to make the changes, or if it's in a good form, then it can go to the policy committee. But it may, I don't know what shape it's in. I need to review it. I may have to go back to Bart with it before it goes to the policy committee. So I want the copy that goes to the policy committee to be in pretty much good format, so that you guys can review it, and then it can go to the board for approval.
Okay.
The we also have, the mayor was here on Friday for a picture for the proclamation, Friends Proclamation for the mini golf fundraiser, so that we make a photo in the press.
All right. Any other questions about the intergovernmental agreement? We don't know anything about what might be in it as far as...
It's pretty similar to the previous.
Okay.
I think things are going to be more specifically outlined.
Okay.
A number of things that you requested were forwarded on.
Okay. Okay. Per capita grant requirements. Which is, we all have to review this piece of paper. It's the Library Board of Trustees bylaws.
Oh, okay. You don't know what that was.
Which, roles of the library board, the officers. Bylaws?
Yeah.
It's from our policy manual.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are bylaws. I wasn't sure.
Yeah. No. These came out of this came out of the policy book. Anybody have any comments on them?
Two months ago, they don't even do that. Some of the people didn't do it.
Hannah, years seems like a long time, to just be absent before.
Well, we have had a couple of board members that are that have been absent for over a year.
Well, we have a couple of board members who did not give 2 months' notice.
No. Since these are all already part of the policy meeting, we just had to review them for the per capita grant.
Right. And then it says, describe the library's plan to modify or create bylaws as a result of the review.
Do we want to modify what you mentioned? Do we talk about that now? You know,
I do feel like a year is kind of, I mean, if somebody's just not.
6 months should be six months. Better.
That seems reasonable.
That was on page one, not page two. Mm-hmm.
Some medical thing or something. I mean,
right.
Oh, it does say requested. You don't have to follow that.
Right. Unless it says shall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just says requested.
Yeah.
It's like, it'd be nice, but if you're going to quit, you're going to quit.
Yeah. Do either way.
That's the only thing I think we would change, right?
Yeah. Does this all have to go to the policy committee to change it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it has to come back to the board to be approved.
So the plan is to update within 30 days.
Something to discuss at the policy meeting, so we're just going to change that one thing. Does that fit the per capita requirements? Okay, because we don't want to miss out on that.
I'm just going to say, as a result of the review, the bylaws will be revised in 30 days.
Okay. Okay, something else for reading that's going to be going in, into our policy book would be this sexual harassment policy.
And did we get this from somewhere else? Or?
This is from ILA.
And
this is the law. It's the first part, right? So it's like, so we need it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the city will be passing an ordinance tomorrow night, but we just need to pass the policy to state law now. So
yeah, this was wasn't this sent by our library attorney, Roger Ritzman? So I presume it would be all legally correct and whatnot.
I think this version came from ILA.
Okay.
It's still correct, the first part. The definition is correct.
Usually it's the reporting part that is the problem.
Right.
Do we have a policy about what happens if you're found guilty of, like, are you automatically fired? Are you placed on probation? What? No, this is a more, like you said, this is ILA's, like, more general one. This is not what we will, because every job still has, not what the law will do to you, what we will do.
Well, under Section 5, consequences, it says they'll be discharged.
In addition to any and all other discipline that may be applicable pursuant to municipal policies, employment agreements, what is our employment agreement is what I'm saying, procedures, employee handbooks, what does our handbook say will happen if an employee is found guilty of sexual harassment? This is that you could be fined on top of your employee handbooks. Right, do we have that if you are found guilty by the courts that you will be terminated from Yorkville Public Library? That's what I'm asking. And like some places, like this says, you should report it to the person and to your supervisor. They've had to change it. Like my high school has had some serious issues. It's now directly reported to the police. It doesn't go to supervisor, it goes to the police. You can also report it to your supervisor, but...
Yeah.
So, like, us as an institution has to decide whether or not this is sufficient or this supervisor and police. Because sometimes supervisors have kept it, which is why my school got into so much public trouble. Because then they determine whether or not it was actually sexual harassment or not, or whether or not it was a misunderstanding between two teenagers, which later on people are now suing. Because sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, and that same thing could happen.
Do we have to prove this tonight?
Well, I mean, this is our policy, whether we have anything in the handbook or not,
We'll have to go back to it, say okay to this tonight, and then go back to our handbook to make sure that...
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
I mean, we have a code of conduct in the handbook, right? So, I mean, that withstands anything.
Yep.
This would be a violation of a code of conduct, so...
Right.
Could be, but you might not specifically bring out the sexual harassment part.
I mean, it could go to the policy committee and bring it back next month.
But do we need to have something approved by for the law tonight? When did you?
It's going to work. Tomorrow the ordinance will be passed, so we're covered under that as well.
Yeah, I would send it to policy then.
Okay. Would you like to make a motion to that effect?
I have a motion to send the draft sexual harassment policy to the policy committee for review.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okie dokie. Moving along to spending more money. Which we do quite regularly. We have a proposal here.
This and I tried to get other companies to replace the fire alarm panel, but we've got it. Out of date panel and the other companies won't work on it. So this is the company that's been doing all the work in the past. So I will try to get the price down a little bit off of this $3,970. So we are protected now in case there is a fire. There's somebody, the fire department is going to get called. Right, right. Okay.
Even though the police department's right over there. There's nobody sitting there looking at our building all day. Okay. We need to fix this. Will the alarms go off inside the building if there's something? Or what did they say? What is the repercussions of...
Not doing
it. Not doing anything.
Yeah.
Other than the alarm going off all the time.
Right.
For no reason.
You have to pay. Right.
Then they got to, and then we got to pay them to come out and silence it.
Right. It didn't turn out to be the modular card that they originally said.
Mm-hmm.
It ended up being the whole panel.
Do we get credit for
that? Well, we haven't paid for the module.
We had to pay for the card, but he was going to reduce the price of the $750. So since we didn't put the card in, I want to get a reduction on this price.
That would be great.
So we could do a motion not to exceed the $3,970. I make a motion that we approve the replacement of the fire alarm control panel display and labor to replace and connect, not to exceed $3,970.
A second.
Roll call, please.
Yes. Danis?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Lachance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Motion carried. Okay. On to Correct Electric. This is a problem when they, with our sign and the one post that's out there that are dark. And it has to do with the fact when they moved the driveway, put the driveway over the electric feed that goes out there, and over time smashed the feed. So now we have no electricity going out there. And this would be, did we ever find out if the city would allow us to run the electric from City Hall?
I sent this proposal over to Bart and asked him to forward it on to his staff, which was Eric Deuce and someone else. And they were going, he said that he would have them review it. And if it's something that the city can help us with, then they would.
Okay.
Or with the understanding that we would pay them if they did the work. So
yeah.
That was last, I think, last week. So.
Okay.
And wait, at least to have them look at it, the wording on it. So that's where it is. It's with the city right now.
Do we know that the breaker to that feed is off when they came and looked at it? Because otherwise we're feeding electricity into the ground. Which is probably not a good thing.
He just said it was the wiring.
Yeah.
That's what Correct Electric said, but we haven't had anybody else to look at it.
Couldn't get anybody to come out, so I called like three companies, and finally when I had my meeting with Dr. Shemp, he said, I was telling him I was having problems with systems out here, and he suggested Correct Electric, and they came out immediately.
I know these guys. They do good work. Because I know I'm pretty sure when we built the building, they were concerned with Beecher about feeding. We feed this electricity to Beecher Center's sign. Because it's easier to come from here than it is to come from Beecher. So that's why I suggested maybe it would be better to, if we could come from the City Hall, because it's always going to be City Hall over there. I don't think City Hall is ever going to sell it to a private individual, but then again, you never know. So, well, until this is nothing that's urgent, and we can wait to hear back from Eric and those folks over there. So we'll put this on for next month. Okay. Next thing on our agenda is the book collection Christian Fiction label. You can start.
I just want to justify my decision on why I did what I did. When the woman offered to give us a $500 donation for Christian Fiction, she wanted a separate section, and I couldn't agree with that, of putting it in a separate section. But I wanted a compromise, and the compromise was to take the books and put the label on. And there's like five different labels that you can buy through Demco. We picked one, we put it on the spine. As a result of the $500, we were able to buy 24 books and two rolls of tape. Those are books that did not come out of our budget. That was extra. We also, like with the gentleman that was complaining, says, well, you don't have Hindu fiction. you don't have Jewish fiction labeled. But if my population was coming in and asking for Hindu fiction, then I would label those books or Jewish fiction. Then I'm responding to the needs of the patrons that are coming in. I'm going to have Shelley talk about that. So I just want to say that that's why I you know, was not backing down. The gentleman was in my office for over an hour the first day. He had complained to a CERC person. The CERC person wrote everything down and put it on my desk for Monday morning. As soon as I saw the note, I called Shelley and Dixie into my office to talk about it. At 10:01, he was in my office. And so I listened. First question was whether he was a Yorkville resident. He was. So I listened to what he had to say. He was saying that, you know, he had a problem with the crosses on the books. He says it's religion and state. I said, then you don't have a problem with the fact we're closed half the day for Good Friday? And then he got me the next day when I came. We talked about the procedure, and Shelley and Dixie were in my office. Dixie reminded me and got out of the policy manual the form where you can complain about a book. So we gave him the form, told him to fill it out and come to the board meeting. The next morning I was coming down to talk to a manager. He saw me in the hall and he confronted me and he said, who do you report to? I said, I report to the Board of Trustees. He says, who made the decision to put the labels on? I said, I did. I'm a professional librarian and I made that decision. And I wasn't backing down. I said, you can fill out the form and you can come to the board meeting. He says, it's not about a book. I said, but this is the procedure that we follow. Fill the form out and come to the board meeting. Then I find out from City Hall that he contacted the mayor. He wanted to know who has governance over the library. So the mayor, through Mark, told him that we govern. We have our own board of trustees that govern. And then we heard that he has applied for an Oswego reciprocal card. So the fact that he's not here and he's going to Oswego, so. But I would like Shelley to talk about who our patrons are and for Dickie to talk about how we catalog the items that we do.
Well, as far as people that request Christian fiction, I know a lot of them are homebound deliveries, so maybe Cheryl can talk about that. I don't know. I don't want to put you on the spot there. But what we've done upstairs and what we direct people to when they are asking for specific genres, maybe, I've created genre bookmarks that list popular authors, and one of them is Christian fiction, and it lists the authors based on subgenres as well, and then every one of these bookmarks describes the genre in detail as well. I've gotten all of this off of one of our databases.
We've had this for a while.
Yeah.
It just created it.
Yeah. And so that's usually how I direct people. A lot of times they might not even be looking for Christian fiction. What they're looking for is also called gentle read. It's just, there's no violence, no sexuality, and it's all just inspirational literature. And that. So that's where I direct them to and how I direct them. When they're looking at an increase, asking for Christian fiction. Not an increase, it's just another genre that's always looked for. Whether it's mystery, suspense, there's Christian fiction readers out there that are looking just for that.
Well, we bring our records over from OCLC, which is a cooperative cataloging database. There are many, many different catalogers and views on how to catalog. And Christian fiction as a subject heading is still widely used and also as a genre heavy. Even though Library of Congress has changed their authorized genre headings to a broader term of religious fiction. But Christian fiction is still widely used, even on the copyrighted 2018 books. I'm still seeing it in the records.
I find nothing wrong with it. I think that this is perfectly fine.
So I'd like to make just one comment on that. I work in senior living, so retirement communities, nursing homes. So we actually deal with this topic a lot because we work in somebody's home. So there's people that choose to be exposed to religion, people that, you know, participate in different religions, people that don't participate in religion. You know, kind of it gets down to is that somebody has the right to participate in whatever religion they want, but they also have the right to not be exposed to religion in an area of, you know, public. So in this case, it would be a public office versus somebody's home. You know, they would have that same right. So I think
same thing happens at Christmas.
It does, but I mean, you have to walk the line. So there's two areas I look at with this. One is, if we're going to put spine angles on books, what's our policy?
Right.
Go back to the policy committee. So what's our policy on approving that and requesting that? Not necessarily, you know, are we, you know, is it when we feel like it? Is it when we get a donation? Is it anybody can request and we do it? What's the review for that? The only reason I ask is because right now, if we don't have a policy, if somebody says they came in and, you know, requested, you know, the Jewish books be labeled or whatnot, and we don't have any evidence that that did or didn't happen, it leaves us exposed to that. So that would be...
We have Section D called Collection Development Part B Censorship.
But does that cover spine labeling?
Well, I mean, how specific do you want to be? This is pretty generic.
It's super generic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really generic. I think it needs some work. I agree with you, and I think that the concern, or were you, I don't want to interrupt you.
So the only other thing is just the use of a religious symbol. I mean, if they are called gentle fiction, is there another symbol we could have put on that book that isn't directly construed as religion, just to denote that book being of a certain category?
Inspirational.
Yeah, inspirational,
yes. But I don't want inspirational. I want books that feature Christian themes.
Right. But
this library represents its community.
Sure.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
This community wants to look for stuff like that. And if you don't, if you start, well, let's not do that. Now, all of a sudden, we're doing a soft banning.
No, so the difference is we're making a decision to put a label on something that doesn't come that way to mark it out over the other books around it.
Is that the worst?
We've done other labels, like a lot of
things. That genre, we're just making it easier for our patrons to find what they want.
But do we need to have...
There are books that have Christmas listed up there that are a symbol in there. There are books that say romance, or they say
mystery.
But Christian fiction can be romance. It can be mystery. Why are we calling just Christian fiction to me? People who aren't interested in Christian themes might still want to read that item because they love mystery. But we have now pigeonholed this item because it's Christian themed. Right? Like, it's a values-based genre that's largely driven by publisher data, not by, as Dixie pointed out, this isn't something that the Library of Congress necessarily has approved as a subject genre heading. It is something that sells books.
But MLIS has it as a subgenre. Right? MLIS has it as a subgenre.
I don't, MLIS means the Masters of Library.
Or whatever,
You mean like OCLC?
Maybe that's one thing.
Yeah, she said it's still used.
Because OCLC, though, if I'm understanding correctly from what I've learned from what you were saying, is largely like copy cataloging. So if the Yorkville Public Library uses Christian fiction as our subject genre, and as a genre, then others who are copy cataloging, right, are going to have the same.
So put it this way.
She was Jew or she's not Jew, right?
Okay.
I have a question. Is this the first time that we've done this?
Use this label specifically or labels?
Is this the first time that we've used this label specifically?
Yes.
Okay.
But the thing is, this person hasn't complained with Christmas.
It's not about that. It's the fact that he complained. It's not about the topic.
It's one person. We represent a whole community.
And we have to represent the one person just as much as we do the whole. So here's my point. If we were to put a crucifix in the lobby of the library, would that be appropriate?
But we have a Christmas tree, but we also have Kwanzaa books and Hanukkah.
But Christmas tree but nobody's complaining about those yet, right?
Not yet.
So, but if in a public building, if you were to put a crucifix at the entrance of a building, would that be appropriate?
Nope.
Everybody agrees, it's probably not appropriate, right? If we were to put it upstairs, would it be appropriate? No. Probably not. If we were to put it on 20 books on a shelf, is it appropriate?
If it was really a big deal, why isn't he here?
Doesn't matter. He talked to us.
This is one person who is hypersensitive and easily offended.
But honestly,
the books is one person.
The labels give him an easier way to avoid the books.
That's what I was going to say.
Exactly.
My only problem with the labels is that, which is one of the reasons I refuse to do what bookstores do in my school library, which is genre classify my fiction. My fiction is in alphabetical order. There was where are the sports books? It's called a catalog. Type in sports and you will be able to find it. But my only problem is that I know that Christian fiction features multiple genres.
Right.
So you make room for multiple labels because you could put mystery and Christian.
Right.
I feel like it actually would help somebody who does not want their children to read Christian fiction. Because there are people who specifically don't want their children to read fiction that features Christian themes or Muslim themes. And so labeling it, my point is, we are not denying you choice by labeling it.
But
when we are denying people choice, that's when I start to have a problem.
You're denying me the choice of not having to see a cross when I'm looking through the fiction.
So what?
As silly as it is,
then people could do the same thing for the heart for romance and the tree for Christmas and the candles for Kwanzaa.
But they would
have to stop at the first one, even if we agree with it.
We'd have to have a policy, and we'd have to review it and make reasonable accommodations. That's all I'm asking.
The last page is the fast facts of other libraries.
But I think the other thing is, whether or not you have a spine label doesn't necessarily take into account the policy and the procedures that are putting around using it and choosing what the spine label is. So religious iconography, a cross is religious iconography. It can offend me to see that just as much as it might offend somebody to see a pentagram, just as somebody might be offended to see, a Jewish star. The iconography has meaning to it, more meaning than a colored stamp, more meaning than a Christmas tree, because Christmas trees are secular. As much as we tie them to religion, they're generally accepted as secular. It's the iconography that's being used, and it's the policy being put around it, and that's what the law is going to go back to.
I agree.
I'm not saying we can't mark them, we have to have reasons for marking them, and if somebody complains about the mark we use,
then you better go into the history section and start marking hate on some of them. There's Mein Kampf up there. Label it hate.
That's subjective, though.
So
it's subjective. But the thing is, you might as well start labeling everything.
So here's one question. Why are we listening to the one patron who wanted the books denoted and not the one patron who doesn't want them denoted?
No, but is the problem
Let me finish. What makes that patron's personal feelings more important than this other patron? You can decide that it's making life easier for
$500.
Right.
But she
didn't add something that wasn't asked for and requested by our patrons. If they had asked for something that we found no cultural, it was something that our patrons do borrow and use, and so
it met our collection development needs.
Is the problem the label or which symbol on the label she chose? Because it sounds like it's the symbol.
I think the issue is that there's parts of our population in Yorkville that feel that they don't have a voice, that aren't going to come and say, I would like information on LGBT, whatever.
Yeah.
Or they're not going to come here and say, I'm Wiccan. And they're just silenced in a way that doesn't necessarily represent their numbers. The amount of people, the number one, out of Yorkville, the majority of people are undeclared religious on census data. Okay, so the majority of people in Yorkville do not declare themselves as Christian. Our population in Yorkville is diverse, and I think that to say, oh, we're not hearing these voices, so they must not be there, is not true, right? Like, to the voices that say, like, just because we're not getting $500 from somebody for a week in literature or satanic literature or whatever else, fiction or whatever it might be, doesn't mean that they're not there. Right? So...
And if somebody were to bring in a donation for $500 for satanic literature...
Would we have accepted it?
And how is that decision being made?
Right.
I mean, we just have to have... If somebody came in and said they want their satanic literature put in their own section, or they wanted it marked with... I mean, we just have to have policies and a procedure to be able to handle that, and we have to review it if somebody complains, because that person, whether their opinion is different than yours, and whether you don't see a whole lot of logic in their opinion, it's something that's worth discussing and reviewing and have a policy on how to handle it.
Because, I think we're taking it way above, and I think that if it is a policy issue, then we just take it to the policy committee and leave it at that. I mean, this is going way beyond.
But literature isn't a genre right now.
But neither is really Christian fiction.
It is. Look at all these libraries that say they do it, except for one. They were all like, we have a special section, or we use labels.
I don't know who half of these cities are, though. I mean, and do
but my point is, we're not putting stickers on all the genres that exist.
Right. It's impossible. There's so many. There's hundreds of
them.
You can't.
So what's making our decision to do that?
I think it's listening to our patrons that are coming in looking for Christian
people. So you have another patron that has a voice that if we're going to listen to one group on the basis of something...
But was he saying that we have Christian fiction or the label? His problem? And the point is, he's not here.
Yeah,
so we're arguing over what we think his problem is.
The label.
It's the label.
He said he'd be fine with...
The book.
Religious fiction or inspirational?
He has a problem with the cross.
Does somebody up there...
Where did you get that information that basically... Your
field
is CityData.com. CityData.com, they said non-religious?
Undeclared, didn't declare in the census of 2010. So they didn't...
I'm going to have to look up CityData.com because I don't trust that report whatsoever.
Well, undeclared doesn't necessarily mean... It just means they don't feel like sharing it on the census.
Yeah, because teaching every public middle school student... Those parents are not undeclared, not religious.
Right.
Believe me. They have asked me to remove a book because it sounds like the girl might take her shirt off. Please take this book out of the library.
Yeah.
Don't have your child read this book.
I just want to say I'm Christian. I'm Catholic. So my opinion isn't that I'm opposed to it. It's just you have to deal with these in a very prescribed manner, and you have to be consistent, and you have to look at both sides of it if you have opinions on both sides of it. That's the bottom of what I'm trying to get across. So.
We don't have any line about labeling, but there's so many ways that you differentiate a book that there's no way you could write a policy about it all. That's why you just have a policy that says it will go before the board, which will discuss it, and then make a decision.
Right.
You don't actually write every single scenario in your policy. This policy says...
You couldn't even write... I mean, that would be a huge...
No. But I think handling religion is probably a policy we should have and request around religion because...
But it's not about religion. It's about any controversial materials. And that's in the policy. That come into possession of children or if you have a problem with controversial materials, you submit your request form. Where's the request form?
Yeah.
So that we could be arguing about label versus content. I want to know what we're supposed to be talking about.
We don't know.
So until I see the request form, it's tabled.
I don't know that we should not discuss it just because we don't have an official form. I mean, that's kind of...
Right, because I'll be honest with you, and like I said in my email, I had some reservations when she first announced the thing, but then I kind of chickened out and didn't say my opinion. I should have, if only just to have prepared her for this person coming busting into her office at 10:01. You know, or only just to be like, hey, this might be an issue, you know? And I didn't say it, and I should have.
I'm going
to
tell you that if I had been given with patrons asking for it, using it. I looked up local libraries and they used the same thing. The only difference it would have, I guarantee I would not have used the cross.
Right.
I would have used Christian. But we keep having conversations about labeling the books. Labeling them is different than which label. That's what I'm like, where is his form? Because should we be talking about labeling the books? Because that's very specific. And are we writing policy about how our librarians do their everyday jobs? Or are we having conversations about when... Or are we just adding, if there are patron problems with the labeling, placement, and like a generic sentence, I'm okay with adding that as a policy. But specifically religious labeling, no, because there will be labeling for genre that people will disagree with, or placement. You put this in juvenile, and I think it should be in high school.
Right.
Oh, I get that a lot with a middle school. I mean, that's really hard. Some of the books, they won't even read them if you don't make high school books available to them. But their parents are like, my child's been homeschooled for the last 12 years, and this is their first exposure to this. Take this out. So I have to walk that line. I just say controversial in my policy. Like, it'll go before this. Like, we will be at this policy meeting for an eternity, people. I don't have that kind of time. I'm just, like, we're on the fourth policy we want to rewrite. I think that we should have discussions about the specific label that was used. That's a quick, cheap fix.
Sure. Yep.
But labeling them,
right.
I think she did everything she should have. Is it used by the community? Is it used by other? That's what I do. I have Julie, my assistant, look up WorldCat and see, are we the only ones using this? Or is it using all of the checks? She checked, except she used the discretion of choosing which one of the three or four. And maybe we disagree which one of the three or four.
They all have crosses on them.
There's like six different crosses.
There's the inspirational one. The one that we found was a light bulb.
A light bulb.
That's
and
weird.
The patron asked that question.
And that's right. And if I'm looking for Christian fiction, inspirational to me, I think it's self-help.
Yeah, it's different. And if the patron donated the money for Christian fiction to put a light bulb label that says inspirational, that says something different.
That brings up a lot.
I mean, I was just trying to come up with a compromise because I wasn't going to use a whole section.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to lose the money.
Could we do a label that says CF?
Yep.
Or like this person said they created something that said Christian. Like they actually just typed out or created.
If you do CF, that goes into the Dewey system, or however your system is.
Library of Congress, CF.
Yeah.
The one library I like, they wrote Christian on it. It says Christian.
I'd be curious. I mean, just at the end of the day, to understand we're not the first people to deal with this, mm-hmm. would this be something that we could talk to the lawyer about, just to understand what a library's responsibility as it comes to religious markings and items is?
Sure.
I mean, I know we're going to pay for it, but I think that's worth a discussion.
Could always talk to the lawyer.
Yeah, exactly.
He
is happy to talk.
I mean,
we can
spin our wheels on this, but what matters is the interpretation of the law and how we're applying it and the decisions we're making with regards to it. So.
Yeah. I would also add, and you bring up a good point, all right, so my initial concern was the $500 that she had qualified to be used in a specific way, right? And I thought it would be really nice if I could just find our collection donation policy, you know, and have it say that we don't necessarily accept qualified donations. We'll do our best to accommodate your request, but we, you know...
Oh, yes, we certainly do. If I donate $500 for children's books only, you better believe you buy children's books only. Or adult books, or large print. We've gotten donations for large print books specifically.
Right, and so for those things, like, I feel like it's like a situation. Yeah, for sure, large print. But, like, to say I want $500, and this is a donation for satanic literature, and then us to be like, no, because no one said they want it, or whatever, you know what I mean? It's in direct contrast to what we just did.
It's not. If no one says they want it, then no other libraries have it.
But the problem is there's one person that wants it.
One person is not a qualifier.
Exactly.
You don't buy a whole collection of books and label it in.
The words of the law, though, you can't say one person's not a qualifier. I mean, by that argument, then we wouldn't make decisions based on anything, unless we have a
well, then fine. So. Take the $500 and buy some satanic literature and put it up there.
Yeah, I mean, if that's our policy, then that's what we
go
do.
For
right?
And really, the reality is that, like, we probably would have spent that money on Christian fiction anyway. You know what I mean? So, unless we're, like, doubling on top of what we already would have purchased, which I don't think we are, we've now freed $500 for more stuff, right? Like,
right.
Now we can get more mysteries or more whatever. So, that's definitely true. I just wish that I would... I think that this person, and probably others, feel like, I just want to make sure that everything is straight and consistent. It would be the same if it were a different religion or a different values-based...
Well, that's what I told him. I said, when he brought up Hindu fiction, he brought up Jewish fiction. I said, when my population starts asking for these, then I'll start labeling those as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, my only concern about that approach is he's asking you not to label it. So just the review that goes with that and the consistency. So because not wanting to see religion is a preference, and Just making sure that's heard and dealt with from a policy perspective.
Well, we have to do our own Christian fiction people. That's creating labels. There aren't labels that say CF. We would have to, I mean, it's not like where we buy the labels from Demco and just peel it off and put it on the book. We'd have to create the labels.
Trademark is taking
us off. Where are the rest of them? Catholic books.
They're all the nonfiction. They're all labeled.
Is there like a candle or, I mean, just something that's not...
Is there what?
A candle. Label or just, you know, like
a
something...
A light bulb. That's the inspiration.
How are the, like, Catholic, Protestant, any of them, how are they labeled?
They're
nonfiction. We're talking about fiction novels. Right. Those are different. Those are shelved by author. So there's
and the Dewey Decimal System. Then the 200s right. Under religion.
Yeah.
So there's no way of finding them unless they're called out or in their own section. This is we're nonfiction. If you go to a particular topic, all the books are grouped together.
Mm-hmm.
But if you type in Christian fiction into the catalog, you'll get a list of Christian fiction.
If you know how to use a catalog.
I know, but I'm telling you, they just want to be able to walk the shelves privately, not have to ask you to come over.
Yep.
And the same thing, like I have a hard time. I have students who are looking for LGBT, and they have. I say, what kind of topic? They just say, teen drama. And I have to either know the kid or ask them what else they've read, or I happen to know something else about them, and I talk about the book in general and just kind of mention that, and they'll take the book. I could never label it, not because I'm worried about what the parents say because our kids need it, but because the kids wouldn't want to walk around with a book with that label on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I just know that there are kids who are looking for that fiction specifically. Do I have that fiction? For sure, because I have those students. But I can't label it because the kids, not so much because of the parents. You know what I mean? But we have patrons who would like to be able to walk the shelves and be able to easily identify. The same way we have patrons. I mean, my kids wish I could put sports. It's just too much money to put a sport label on every single book that's a sport book and a mystery label on every...
Mm-hmm.
And then there are the books that have three genres in them at the same time. And I'm like, I can't with these labels. Just look it up in the catalog.
It's a sports romance.
I'm a teacher, so I'm always like, I'm going to make you do the hard thing. Look it up in the catalog. But we do have authors who purposely write multiple genres in one because they're like, I don't want to be boxed in.
You can't read the sign with all
Yeah, you can't even see the title. So it's just hard. But I don't know. I feel like, I don't remember if it was specifically, when I worked at Plainfield, they had lots of different labels because they have a very diverse population. So they did have Hindu, but I don't remember if it was fiction, but they had books that had a Hindu sticker, or there was a section, but they have such a population that people want to go and know all the books about Hindu and languages are together. So I know other public libraries are doing this.
Sure.
Separating and making books easily identifiable. So it didn't seem such a...
Hindu fiction written in English.
I just know that they label books to make them easier for patrons to find.
So, I mean, would it be hard to put qualifiers over, like, what we might choose to label if it's, like, checked out a certain percentage or, like, can you get reporting
much.
On that?
Do you have a cross
No, but I'm just saying...
Do you have a cross on this? Is there a cross on the bookmark?
I do.
Is a cross on the bookmark.
But if somebody came and complained about a cross being on a bookmark, what would our response be?
It's a symbol of Christianity. Like, if you want to know where the Christians are.
I have horror.
But
what's the symbol for horror? It's a ghost. And I personally, religiously, am against
that. You have to understand religion is handled differently by law. It's not of whether or not it's fair. It's a religious symbol in a public place. So what's your response to it? So that's, you know, if somebody complains about a horror symbol, we say, too bad. But you can't necessarily do that with religion without getting into...
But some horror symbols go against people's religion.
Again, if it goes back to religion, though, then I think it requires a different type of review than just, I don't like it.
So who's down the policy?
I'm not going to that meeting.
Cool. What's your schedule?
Policy committee. Crawford, Rodriguez, and Dax.
And I think before the policy committee even reviews it, I would just like to better understand what a library's requirements around religious anybody off, like symbols and postings would be from a legal standpoint. I mean, I'm sure you can look at the law, but I'm sure
there's no one law. Every state's going to be different. I know that when I was in school, all of my books had to be bought on Amazon that were for my LGBT unit because I was in a school that was housed in Texas and none of their public libraries have the books. So I bought them all. I now own them so I can donate them to a library someday. Because my two daddies is not something that a lot of Texas libraries like to have. Public libraries. That I'm sure there are two daddy homes in Texas, but they will not buy the books.
And ask them for that stuff. No one's going to know they're there or that they want that literature.
Yeah, well, I know that libraries reflect the communities they serve.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
correct. And
that's
I think is...
Motion to be confused.
Second. So what are
we going?
We are taking this discussion to the policy committee.
Yay.
Do we want to figure out how to label the books, or if we want?
Do we want to have a legal understanding prior to that?
Who's going to give us that? We have bills to pay.
Attorney.
Our lawyer.
He's happy to charge us.
Yeah.
He'll do the research.
He'll do the research.
And bill us for every hour.
Exactly.
You know how long it will take an attorney.
Yeah, but you understand how much it could potentially cost if somebody were to sue the library based on religious discrimination. You want to talk about attorney fees?
Yeah.
Maybe we should get in touch with one of the other libraries, one of the larger libraries.
I mean, if we have an attorney, I'd rather just... That's the bottom line from a legal standpoint.
Yeah.
Other libraries made their decisions under who knows what...
Right.
Yeah.
Review. So I would make a motion just to discuss it with our attorney and understand what the library's requirements are.
So you made a motion, I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Can you contact Roger?
Yeah. Do you want me to CC when he responds back to me, send the email out to the board?
Sure.
That'd be interesting.
And then you'll have the policy committee?
Then I think the policy committee will have some legal grounds to base their discussion on.
It's when all we can all get together. We'll have to work out our schedules.
Yeah. Anybody can attend any policy meeting or any committee meeting.
Right.
So if you want your input into the policy committee, show up whenever it's made. Okay, are we done with that part? We are done with that part. We need a motion to go into executive session to discuss our executive session minutes.
I move that we go into executive session to discuss our executive session minutes.
Second that.
We have a roll call, please.
Yes. Garcia.
She's over there.
Yeah.
No, Garcia.
Yes.
Thank you. Hedman.
Yes.
LaChance.
Carol.
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 Yes.
Say yes.
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 Rodriguez.
Yes.
Walter.
Yes.
Chacon.
Yes.
Crawford.
Yes.
Danis.
Yes.
Alrighty. Okay, so back in regular session, and I will make a motion that we keep sealed. I'm going to just list the dates of the dates we want to remain sealed, which is all of packet 2, and we're going to maintain the September 14th, 1987. July 15th, 1988, August 8th, 1988, July 8th, 1991, April 10th, 1995, June 13th, 2011, August 11th, 2014, June 24th, 2017, June 26th, 2017. We're going to keep all of those sealed. The rest, we're going to release.
Second.
I'll go for it. Start the bonfire.
All in favor? Say aye. All opposed? Okie doke. I will. Any other? We don't want to go there yet.
What?
You said, okay, never mind. We're going to do that in the policy meeting or the personnel committee meeting. So
yes, which we set our meetings before we leave.
So I'll make a motion we adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.